KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And it's clear and 28 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be clear to partly cloudy here today, a high of 65. Good morning, I'm Rick Hanson with KJAN News. Brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. The Atlantic Kiwanis organization has agreed to pay for the installation of playground equipment near the Little League ballpark. Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring said the group asked the city to play a role in the process.
Coming to us, they're saying, okay, would you guys maintain it if we put one in? Well, of course, the answer is yes. And so they've picked out the playground equipment and everything, and they have the money already raised, and then they also have gotten a donation from a donor to put in a pad and some fall material, but it's not pea gravel. It's actually a cushioned matting that you put on top of a hard surface.
The group will give the Park and Recreation Department money that's been raised. Herring will then order the equipment, and the department will oversee its installation. The Parks and Rec Board approved the proposal as presented. A public hearing will be held this morning in Greenfield with regard to the fiscal year 2016 Adair County budget. The 9:30 a.m. hearing takes place as part of the Adair County Board of Supervisors meeting, which gets underway at 9 o'clock. Following the hearing, the board will act on a resolution approving the fiscal year 2016 budget and other budgetary matters, including the capital projects plan for fiscal year 2016 and a compensation schedule resolution. Well, poised in the nation's heartland between two big farm states, the Omaha Council Bluffs officials hope to benefit from the region's strong agricultural sector to become one of the world's top five agribusiness leaders. Randy Thielen, Senior Vice President of the Greater Omaha Chamber of Commerce, sees value-added agriculture as a key to making the metro area a global leader in food processing, biofuels, and biochemicals.
We've seen tremendous growth of the Cargill campus up in Blair over the years. We want to see that continue to grow, and we see a new wave of investment taking place across the country in that space, and we want to be a leader in that.
Thielen says other opportunities include the growing precision agriculture industry, as well as managing the huge amount of data collected to aid modern ag practices.
How can we best translate the data that's being collected today in a meaningful way that provides better abilities to manage the farms, manage these businesses around the world, not just here locally, but around the world.
Thielen says the region's strong agricultural sector provides urban centers with great opportunities to foster agribusiness. Frontier Airlines has confirmed that it won't be resuming service at the Sioux Gateway Airport. In October, the company stopped its Denver service from Sioux Gateway. In a statement Monday, the airline said it had relied on connecting passengers flowing through Denver, but it's now focused on city-to-city service. The airline says Sioux City doesn't fit into that business strategy. Sioux Gateway's only carrier is American Airlines, which offers two daily flights to and from Chicago O'Hare. Airport officials have said they're seeking other airlines to offer Sioux City service. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, a business in Creston has reported to police that someone stole a lawn and garden tractor sometime over the course of the past week. AgriVision at 801 West Taylor Street reported Monday afternoon that a John Deere L120 lawn and garden tractor was stolen sometime between March 3rd and 9th. The loss was estimated at $1,500. A member of the Thurman Volunteer Fire Department who had responded to the scene of a grass fire Monday afternoon was arrested later on a child endangerment charge. The Fremont County Sheriff's Department said 28-year-old Christopher David Thurman of Thurman was taken into custody at around 4:50 p.m. and held without bond on the aggravated misdemeanor charge. Authorities say deputies received a call at around 2:50 p.m. Monday with regard to a possible child left alone at a residence in Thurman. Deputies discovered a 16-month-old boy in the home and learned from a concerned citizen that the father was seen leaving the area in a fire truck. Neighbors heard the child screaming inside the home and notified authorities. On Sunday, 56-year-old Edward Allen Umbright of Riverton was arrested on charges of indecent exposure, harassment of the third degree, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Fremont County Sheriff's Office said the man was taken into custody after deputies investigated a report of a suspicious man who had been seen in the woods last Friday north of Riverton. The caller said Umbright was standing in the woods near the roadway in the 2400 block of 330th Street, nude and allegedly making comments of a sexual nature to the person who reported the incident. An arrest warrant executed at Umbright's home Sunday. Prior to his being taken into custody, he was being held without bond in the Fremont County Jail. Deputies in Montgomery County Monday night arrested a Union County man on a drug and criminal mischief charges. 19-year-old Nicholas John Michael Farwell of Creston was taken into custody at around 9 p.m. in Villisca. Farwell was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. He's been charged with criminal mischief in the fourth degree, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers reports two teens were arrested Sunday after police investigated numerous early morning reports of personal property being stolen from vehicles. The boys, ages 17 and 16, were charged with several counts of aggravated burglary from a motor vehicle and several counts of misdemeanor theft. Both juveniles were processed and released to the custody of their parents. And all reports have been submitted to Juvenile Court Services and the Page County Attorney's Office for review and decisions regarding the filing of formal complaints. The Mills County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a man from Hastings was arrested early Sunday morning for allegedly supplying alcohol to a person under the legal age. Gary Scott Runyon was taken into custody at around 12:15 a.m. Sunday and held in the Mills County Jail on $1,000 bond. A man from Lorimore was arrested Monday morning on assault and drug charges. Sheriff's officials in Union County say 37-year-old Corey Matthew Brown was arrested at around 2:30 a.m. in Lorimore and charged with domestic abuse assault, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of paraphernalia. Bond was being held without bond in the Union County Jail pending an initial court appearance. Two Southwest Iowa teachers are among the top educators in the state that will be honored today by the Iowa Department of Education. Ryan Higgins and Stan Winquist were invited to Des Moines for the Outstanding Iowa Teachers Recognition Luncheon, sponsored by the Iowa Department of Education and featuring Education Director Brad Buck, Governor Terry Branstad, Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds, and other state officials. Higgins is an engineering teacher at Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln High School, and Winquist is an industrial and agricultural teacher at the Glenwood Community High School. Both were finalists for the Iowa Teacher of the Year Award. The luncheon recognizes the finalists and winners for the contest, as well as the Iowa Presidential Awards for Excellence in Mathematics and Science Teaching, and Gilder Lehrman, Iowa History Teacher of the Year. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.